Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, break it down. What you have on this Dolphins debacle?
Hey, I just, the concern is I don't see how, I mean, where do they go from here as far as improving this team? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Jalen Phillips coming off a major injury. You also got Chubb coming off a major injury. And another concern is Mike McDaniel a big-time coach? And just to piggyback on what you guys said earlier, there might be too many quarterbacks who are better than Tua in the same conference. So I'll just hang up and... see what you guys think.
Alex, I'm hearing you on that right there. Like, a lot of questions to be asked. Is Mike McDaniel a big-time coach? Still 2 years. There's been times that the game has looked bigger than him. There's times he's been out-coached, especially towards the end of the season. Coming off injuries, yeah, Jalen Phillips is at least probably going to miss half the season next year. You never know what's going to happen with some of the other guys. X, Javon Holland. Oh, man, it is concerning that Mike McDaniel, in his first two seasons, towards the end of the season, has looked way worse than he has at the beginning of the season.
The team has.
The team has, too, yeah.
And that's nasty, because it was the opposite. With the previous regime, it was the other way around. Mm-hmm. They start off bad, but they finish strong. Now, they start strong, finish lousy. Like, dude, you lost 5 out of 6 last year.
Yeah. This year wasn't much better.
And this year you lost 3 in a row when you faced your 3 best competition.
It's crazy.
And you just, I mean, you choke.
Yeah. That's no other way to put it.
There's no other way.
305-567-056. We have Jeff calling all the way from Tennessee. Jeff, thank you so much. What you got?
How you doing, Dan?
Terrible.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
I'm angry.
It's really sad. And my condolences to Vlad for the Jets having the season they had. But it just is brutal. I mean, the way the game has changed over the years, you must have a franchise quarterback.
Absolutely.
You know, you cannot... You know, you're not going to win without it. You just see the best teams in the playoffs. They all have them, and I'm sorry, I've seen Tua enough, and he's not a franchise guy.
Oh.
He's a tier two guy. When he gets off his spot, he has to hold the ball a tick longer. He doesn't have either the arm strength or the ability to evade people long enough to get the ball, to where it needs to go. He just is not, his physical limitations are such that they don't overcome the things that he does do that are on elite level, like the anticipation and so forth. That's where I see the major problem, and I guess from what you mentioned about the Beasley article, we're locked in with them for this coming year, and you know you're going to give them another year, but I just don't see the improvements that he would be able to make overcoming the things that he couldn't do.
So Jeff,
Let
me ask you this about Tua. What is the ceiling for this Dolphins team going forward if Tua remains their quote unquote franchise quarterback? What's the best you see this team doing with Tua?
I think just what we've done. I think McDaniel has gotten the most out of him that you're going to get. I mean, yeah, you can lead the league in passing and so forth. But what are you doing against the good teams, the good DCs, the good defenses? You know, what are you doing against those teams? And you see the contrast between that and playing the Commanders or the Panthers or so on. And you see the differences, and they're stark.
Yeah. We have beaten up on the bad ones, Jeff. I will give him credit. Thank you so much for calling in from Tennessee. We appreciate that.
He hit it right on the nail, bro. Everything he said.
I still think he's a franchise quarterback, though. It's tough right now, but he's only had one full season.
He's above average. Here's the thing. Is he a top 10 quarterback?
Yes.
But he's in the lower part of the top 10.
I think he's around. Like I said, let's go through it. Let's do this. We tried to do it all day. Patrick Mahomes, boom, you got us. Josh Allen.
I mean, that's his own conference. He's at best fifth or sixth.
Josh Allen's better. Joe Burrow's better when Joe Burrow's healthy. Who else? Lamar Jackson, obviously.
Okay.
Anybody else? Maybe number five.
There's a couple of other guys that I want to say, but because they didn't play this year, I'm not going to give them. I can't really say them. But Aaron's resume.
Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
Aaron's resume.
Let's go number five.
Aaron's resume makes him a number five.
I'll give you
a
number five.
You could put T.J. Stroud after 1 year.
I know it's hard. Not ready.
Hey, you know what? Last year was Tua's first year where he was really healthy, and we went crazy for it, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So C.J. Stroud won a division when nobody gave him any chance. Everybody looked at him as, oh, man, this kid he's not too bright. Oh, my gosh. The whole, messing up the Wonderlic test and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened? You said, no, he's good. That's the guy that should have been number one. Yeah. And they all went with Bryce. And guess what? All he did was lead a team to not only a division title, but a playoff victory as well.
Let's look at the playoffs. Let's look at the playoffs because you got to have a good quarterback to get in the playoffs. C.J. Stroud, good. Deshaun Watson, whatever. I'd rather Tua. Would you rather Jordan Love than Tua Tagovailoa? No.
I'll take Tua, but here's the thing, though. Something scaring me about Tua is that he can, this is a narrative that's going to be spoken about a lot. If the conditions aren't good for him, he's not a good quarterback.
Okay.
It's proven that if it's not 70 and calm or not windy and,
that problem in Tennessee the other year.
He's had problems.
All right, so Dak Prescott, second team All-Pro this year. Are you taking
Dak's
Dak?
Better. I'm taking Dak.
Over Tua?
Yeah, I'm taking Dak over Tua.
I'm going to ride with Tua. Now, let's go. Jared Goff, would you take him over Tua?
I'm taking Goff.
Whoa!
He's been to the Super Bowl.
Matthew Stafford.
We already know how
Matthew Stafford's getting a little long in the tooth,
I don't care.
Okay.
That's Matthew Stafford. You put respect on that man's name.
Mason Rudolph.
Nah, I'm not talking about
Kenny Pickett.
I'll give you both. Come on, you could put both of them together. Mason Pickett.
Josh Allen, there's no argument about that. He's beat us every time, except for once. Okay. Jalen Hurts over Tua.
Yeah.
Man, that's hard. That's a hard one there.
I saw what he did last season. He could have been Super Bowl MVP.
I have to look at the evidence. My heart says Tua, but once again, let's look at the evidence. Got to go with Jalen Hurts. And then Baker Mayfield.
I'm taking Tua.
Yeah.
But
Baker Mayfield's not a bad quarterback.
But Baker's got something that you don't know if Tua has yet. He lets you know he has it, and sometimes he show it, but there's that chutzpah, that,
Yeah.
That, like, Baker, I don't want my quarterback to be the middle linebacker, but I kind of want my quarterback to have some middle linebacker type of mentality. I just don't want him to be a full – like, he can't be the middle linebacker mentality and the quarterback. But just have some traits of it. And Baker has that. I think – I don't know if Tua has that.
Yeah, he might not have that dog in him. 305-567.
It might be a chihuahua.
Yeah, I know. 305-567. Wait, 305-567-0560. The number to call if you would like to get in, say a little something about the Dolphins, say about the Chiefs.
You can also text.
Yeah,
as
we got plenty of texts coming in, man.
305-2 is a first read unathletic system lefty quarterback.
He did look that way last night.
786 says, don't forget Justin Herbert. Herbert lost a 27-0 lead there, 786. So
we're not saying Justin Herbert's better than Tua. The texter is saying that. The jury's still out on that. I will say, because Herbert was better in his first couple of years, I think Tua was better this year. And some people say, the narrative's gone. Tua's way better. Get the new coach in San Diego, in Los Angeles with Herbert. I think Herbert had a little ulterior motives to his game this year.
954 says, Kurt Warner showed Tua's poor mechanics that led to bad throws and out of throws instead of into throws. Until Tua gets a quarterback coach, that this is what we can expect. Tua's arm shortens the field for the weaker arm 2 years ago, and they haven't changed. He still, you know, he still steps out of throws and steps instead of throwing into throws. So, yeah, a lot of people look very critical right now of Tua and the things he's doing right now.
Yeah, well, we can go back to the phones. 305-567-0560 is the number to call. Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, yeah, this is Cap for Life. How are you?
Cap for Life.
Cap, what's going on?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm just enjoying the ride over here listening to my guys, bro. I just, listen, man, look, I we all know what we had, like, what, out of the eight teams in the tournament, what, half of them were teams that were turned around in 1 year. The Lions did it in, what, 3 years. So I just don't like to hear the aspect of, no, we can't do anything, you know, mentality. So, I mean, that's been proven right there. That narrative is dead.
Absolutely.
I mean, my issue is, it's like, you know, you had the first seed, you lost it. You had the second seed, you lost it. You had the division in your hands, you lost it.
Okay.
You lost in the first round. All that in the span of a month.
Mm-hmm.
You guys seem like bright guys. And talking about bright guys, you know, shout out to the program director. Hopefully he keeps the theme going with the callers finally calling in and having their say. You know, but let me ask you guys this. Like, how do you reward failure at this point? How do you reward it?
You don't pay it.
You can't.
But in Miami, we do, though, right?
Cap, it's here. Okay, so a lot, and I know this, a lot of people have saying, all right, even if you guys do make a change, all right, you make a change, and then what? Like, what do you have?
We're not doing anything, Vlad. You know it, and I know it. We're not doing nothing. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody's getting traded. We're stuck.
But that's the problem.
But the same way, if we're not going to do anything, if we're not going to do anything at the same way they expect us not to say nothing, no, that's wrong. If we know this guy's staying, that's fine. But they also know that we're staying also. We're not going to stay quiet.
That's true. That's true. But look, the Miami Heat, they didn't make a lot of changes. They made it to the NBA Finals. They didn't make a lot of changes this year.
Yeah, but you know what, man? Look, it's been 4 years. You could have had the pandemic, met somebody during the pandemic, had a kid with that person, got married, put them in pre-K, and we still don't win the division.
Look, there's a whole generation out there, Cap. There's a whole generation, like 28 years old and younger, that have never really seen a Dolphins
win. And there's a lot of people that passed away last year, too, that didn't get to see the flourish of what we went through now. Top one this, top one that, top one this. Our ceiling hit already, whether you like to believe it or not. If you guys want to keep swimming in that river of denial, go ahead.
I understand. I understand you're frustrated.
I love it, Cap. Keep going, baby.
Let's say this, though, Vlad. This is a proud organization that at one point was the, and still maybe the only undefeated team ever.
It's still the undefeated.
And maybe forever, it seems like, the way the NFL is built. This is a team that was a perennial AFC championship contender team, if not Super Bowl.
That was 70s and the 80s.
I know. And now.
And somewhat in the 90s.
Second longest playoff win drought behind the Lions, who can change that today.
And that's, you don't want that. I mean, look.
Proud organization.
It's. Everything Cap said was true. Points that we've pointed out. They had everything at their disposal, man. That's what makes it bad, because it's like if somebody just It's like somebody took it from you, but you also gave it to them. Like
you gave,
you gave Buffalo that division title. Buffalo was 7-6 for a minute.
You've mismanaged 23 years of football,
and
you're paying the price.
In 1 month, everything went left. Everything went south. Like that Titans loss. Okay, cool. Two wins. Boom. But you lost to Baltimore. Not, the way you lost to Baltimore was bad. And I always say there's context in losing, bro. If you get your ass beat and you were talking and saying that you're not going to, you know, now we're going to compete and everybody's bigging you up, everybody's giving you props, everybody's praising you, top offense, top five defense. You know, this is the team that we think can upend Kansas City. This is the team that we think can give Baltimore a challenge in the playoffs. And then you play them and then you get dog walked.
Yeah.
And then you face Buffalo. And Buffalo, as much as they were coming in streaking, and now the fans came out, took over Las Olas.
They weren't great.
They weren't really great. It's like, eh.
They won in spite of their average play.
Buffalo was meh.
Yeah, they were meh.
They were very meh.
They decided that they.
It's not even. They weren't. They might have not even been mid. They might have been below mid.
Yep.
But you were below mid. Ugh.
305-567-0560. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who's calling? Where are you from?
Richie from Boar's Head.
Uh-oh.
Richie, what's going on, buddy?
My boy Vlad and Dan Day. That's why I listen to your show every time you guys are on, and you know that, okay? You guys don't sugarcoat this, guys. No. Vlad, you're a Jet fan, and I don't care what they say about you, my stinking fellow Dolphin fans. You're talking the truth. And they don't want to hear the truth. Same thing with Dan Day and the same thing with my boy Cap. So let me start off by, hey, when McDaniels took this team over, we had problems. We had problems with stars. We had problems with depth. We had problems with coaching, man. Am I correct?
Right.
So we went and got some stars, but we forgot about the depth. So when we have injuries, their excuse is, oh, that's what the excuse was yesterday. We had half of our defense out. Well, that's your problem, McDaniels and Fangio, because you didn't get depth. The guys behind them stink.
Andrew Van Ginkle is pretty good. Hold up.
Van Ginkle, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the clowns that played yesterday in a big game. You understand? And the other thing, adjustments. Does anybody believe in adjustments in our coaching staff?
Apparently not.
Mm-mm.
You watched the game, right, guys?
Yeah.
No adjustments at all.
No.
Let me ask you a question. Mahomes was throwing north and south, not east and west, screen passes on a frozen tundra.
Richie, that was – Richie, I wanted to – I don't know. I couldn't break the TV that I was watching the game at because I was at a friend's house, but it was bothering everybody at the house watching the game. It's like, why is Miami going east-west? Why are they going left-right instead of going up – down like they're not going north south.
No adjustments at halftime.
None, and then that's
nothing. Now, defensively, we were trying to blitz him, We couldn't do it with the personnel.
He's the best against the blitz of all time, not in the league.
Look, guys,
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback all time against the blitz. The stats show it.
The bottom line with this team, coaches need to be accountable now.
Yeah, they are.
The GM needs to be accountable. Go get us some depth. And now, let's get to Tua. All you guys that want Tua around, look, I love Tua. But he ain't the franchise yet.
Wow.
And what we do now, guys, he's signed next year. Keep him signed. Don't give that man an extension. And we draft a quarterback just in case he shits his pants again, guys.
Hey, you know, I hear that right there, Richie.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.